Welcome to the Portage County Safety Council podcast. We hope you enjoyed today's safety chat.
Hi, it's Mike with the Portage County Safety Council. I'm here with Susie from the Portage County Health District. Welcome, Susie.
Hi, Mike.
Can you tell our listeners a little bit more about yourself and what you do for the health district?
Yes, I'm a public health nurse, and we have many roles. One of my jobs is to monitor and surveil communicable or contagious diseases. I also work in our vaccine or immunization clinics.
So there is an issue with the flu going around. Can you elaborate a little bit of that?
We're seeing increased influenza cases across the country. Typically in this area, we see peaks around February. We've already seen quite a few cases this flu season. When a person is hospitalized with influenza in Ohio, that case gets reported to the local health department where that individual lives. So far this flu season, we've had 97 residents of Portage County that were hospitalized with flu. Just as a comparison, last year, the second week of January 2017, statewide, there were 967 Ohio residents who had been hospitalized with the flu. This year, the second week of January, we've had 5,673 Ohio residents hospitalized with the flu.
Wow, so more than five times the amount of flu this year compared to the same time last year.
Yes, and everyone seems to be experiencing that same peak that we're doing here.
All across the nation.
Correct.
So with that in mind, what are some ways that we could prevent the flu in everyday life? Or work.
The flu does spread fairly easily when someone coughs or sneezes, especially if you're within 3 feet. So you want to make sure you avoid close contact with someone who's ill. The flu virus doesn't live very long outside of a human body, so it doesn't live long on soft things like clothes, towels, or blankets. You could just launder those normally. It may live a little bit longer on harder surfaces like tabletops, faucets, or doorknobs. You may consider using a disinfectant to clean those surfaces. Read the label, though, to make sure that it is approved for killing viruses and bacteria. Typically, those type of products will have a bleach component. And follow the directions. Many of them will say to leave the surface visibly wet for several minutes in order for it to kill that virus or bacteria.
So since the flu is virus-based, what kind of things can we use for our hands? Does your typical over-the-counter sanitizer, antibacterial wipes, these kind of things, are they effective in preventing the flu then?
The best way to take care of your hands is using soap and water. To wash them thoroughly for at least 20 seconds, I teach a lot of people to sing happy birthday to themselves twice so they make sure they're washing their hands long enough. Then dry your hands with a paper towel and turn off that dirty faucet with that paper towel. The alcohol hand sanitizers are effective if soap and water is not available. Make sure you get enough of the product on your hand to make them wet and then rub them until it dries.
So another option in prevention, as we all know, is vaccinations. So because we're headed into February right now, is it too late to get a flu vaccine?
No, it's not too late. We do recommend that most people get the seasonal flu vaccine by October, but especially since we're seeing such an increased incidence this year, we're recommending that people still get the flu shot. Remember, it does take about 2 weeks to build up antibodies to protect you from the flu after you get that flu shot.
So you say it's still beneficial to get even this late in the season.
Correct. It still is going to offer you some protection.
Now, a lot of common questions I hear when people talk about vaccination, there's obviously a lot of concern out there that you hear in the news or in social media. Are vaccinations safe? What are the side effects? I know a lot of times I've heard people say, every time I get a flu vaccination, I get the flu, so I don't want to get it again this year. What would you say to that?
Well, Mike, I'm glad you asked that question because we do hear that a lot. The vaccines are very safe. In the United States, we've been doing flu vaccines for more than 50 years, so millions of Americans have safely received the flu vaccine. Most people who get the flu shot do not have any problems, but some may have some minor side effects. The most common is some soreness, redness, or maybe even a little swelling at the injection site. Someone might get a little hoarse. They might have a sore, red, itchy eyes, cough, a low-grade temperature, aches. Typically, if they do have these signs and symptoms, they're mild and they only last 1 to 2 days. But you do not get the flu from the flu shot. The components of the influenza vaccine are killed virus. They cannot make you ill. Sometimes people may have been exposed to the flu before they got that flu shot. Remember, it takes about 2 weeks after the shot for it to be effective.
Okay, that's good information. So how effective is the vaccine? I hear a lot of times, well, this only covers like 3 strands every year. They pick 3 out of the however many that exist. What would you say about that for someone that has a fear that this isn't going to be effective anyways?
Okay, another good question. Vaccine effectiveness can vary greatly from year to year. They have to identify what they think are going to be the the most predominant strains circulating at the time in order to create the vaccine. So every year, the U.S. experts do look at that and pick some of the more common strains. Recent studies show a decrease of getting the flu about 40-60% when most of the circulating flu viruses were identified and are in the vaccine. I could tell you right now some of the detailed testing they're doing on the strains that are circulating, that strain is included in this year's vaccine. It is something that the Centers for Disease Control monitor very closely, the effectiveness of vaccine.
I hear that there's a high dose vaccination out. Can you tell me a little bit about that?
We do have a high dose vaccine that's recommended for those people over the age of 65. We know that the human immune defenses become weaker with age, and so people over age 65 are at an increased risk of developing the flu. And aging also decreases the body's ability to effectively respond to a vaccination. So the high dose flu has more antigen, which is a fancy way of saying it has more of that substance to stimulate an immune response. One study showed that it's 24% more effective than a regular dose in our older patients. And remember, more than 80% of the flu deaths every year are people over the age 65. And another thing we recommend for people over the age 65 is a pneumococcal vaccine. There are two different types. They recommend one of each after age 65, at least a year apart. So we frequently offer these vaccines at the same time as we're giving a flu shot.
So I think you gave us some great information, even for the employers that maybe our members listening, is literally five times the amount than last year.
Correct.
In the state of Ohio. So employers, listen, we know sometimes those things like hanging a poster to wash your hands before you return to work, all these different things, it could be worth it. Five times the amount of flu we've seen in the state than last year. So this is something that we should probably pay attention to and promote healthy hand washing, no matter how much common sense it may seem to be. Don't be surprised when people actually don't do it or do it properly. So play this podcast for your staff, maybe have a toolbox talk with them, put a poster up, whatever you do to promote this. Susie, thank you. Thanks for joining us and hope to have you back soon.
Thanks, Mike, and thanks for the opportunity to share this information.
Thank you for listening. We hope you enjoyed today's podcast. To learn more about how your company can earn up to a 4% Ohio BWC premium rebate by becoming an active member of the Portage County Safety Council, please visit our website at www.portagecountysafetycouncil.wordpress.com. The preceding information is for entertainment purposes only. Views expressed may not reflect the views of any affiliated or sponsoring individuals or organizations. Listeners should carefully weigh information provided and seek advice from an appropriate professional before implementing. Listener discretion is advised.